The times, well, they are changing in Seattle. Big news breaking here on Friday evening. The Seattle Seahawks are trading Geno Smith to the Raiders. Pete Carroll getting his guy back here in Vegas. And obviously, there's a lot to unpack here, but let's start on the Seattle side first and foremost. John Schneider and company have been busy. Obviously, they announced that, essentially they were going to be parting ways with Tyler Lockett, but yet somehow left the door open that he could re-sign it at a lower price point. I don't know if that happens, but even bigger than that, you have the DK Metcalf trade talk that is very real. I mean, right now, betting odds show that Metcalf, it's co-favorites. He could stick in Seattle, or the Chargers are the co-favorite to land him. That I'd be down for. But regardless, you move on from Geno Smith. Now, you got a third-round pick in the process, so again, not too shabby on that front. But right now, Sam Howell might be your starting quarterback. I don't think it's worth foaming at the mouth over Sam Howell. We've already seen him as a starting quarterback. We know he took a whole bunch of sacks. He's going to be mistake-prone. He still could be viable for fantasy purposes just because he runs, but for Seattle's purposes, that's not good. Now, of course, you could bridge. You could, reunite with Russell Wilson if he doesn't stick in Pittsburgh. Maybe if Justin Fields doesn't stick, you could go after him. That's more than a bridge. You're trying to make that work with Justin Fields as a starter. You could bridge with Aaron Rodgers. You could go out and try and trade for Kirk Cousins as a bridge. There are a number of things you could do, or you could be going after Sam Darnold. I'm not quite sure exactly what they're going to do here, but I really doubt the answer to the question is ultimately Sam Howell. So the moral of the story, the 2025 iteration of the Seattle Seahawks is going to look very different from the 2024 version. And we're going to wait and see on what they do at quarterback. Now let's go to the Raiders. The Raiders bring in Geno Smith. It's almost certainly a bridge play there as well. Geno Smith's going to be 35 in October. He does know Pete Carroll well. And if I'm Pete Carroll, I actually kind of like this move because I look at this draft class. I'm picking at 6 overall. I could get a very good player at 6. In fact, I had them in my mock draft 2.0, which just released at ftnfantasy.com yesterday, taking Travis Hunter. That's pretty stinking good. I don't know if Travis Hunter falls that far. It's a mock draft, of course. Those are exercises in futility. We're always going to be wrong in mock drafts. But the fact of the matter is you could take a very good player there, or you could hope Shador Sanders falls to you. I don't like playing the hope game. I mean, it's great if it happens, but I don't like playing the hope game. So I can't blame them on that front. You bring in Geno Smith, you know you have a starter now. You're not worried about trying to navigate the waters of multiple backups. You have a starting quarterback. You can bridge to 2026 when the quarterback class is going to be significantly better than the quarterback class this year. I know we always say that in football, but if you know next year's class, trust me, it's a lot better. Maybe we have Arch Manning in that class. We'll have, Drew Aller. We're going to have a whole bunch of other players in that class. So objective number one, if I'm a head coach, let's make sure I stick around for at least a year here so I have the ability to take somebody from that class. So I don't hate that move. Now, of course, the Raiders do have a lot of work to do. They are very thin at wide receiver, which is why I had them taking, if you think that Travis Hunter is a wide receiver, why I had him taking a wide out there. He could also play corner for you. They have a need there as well. They have a need at running back. I mean, they are really in a bad situation at running back, but this is a good year to need running backs in the draft. But the key here is you checked a box right off the bat here. You're only giving up a third round pick for it. Geno Smith with the Raiders is probably going to be very similar to Geno Smith with Seattle in terms of fantasy production. Remember, when you looked at it over the course of the season, it looks very good. When you look at it week to week, he's a very low ceiling guy. That means he's going to be viable very likely in Superflex. As a second quarterback or a third quarterback, that's fine, but probably not somebody we're going to be looking at in one quarterback leagues outside of very deep formats. Probably not going to be looking at him there. But again, the Raiders have more work to do. However, we know in the NFL, if you're one of the 32 teams without a quarterback, you're up a creek without a paddle. Now, he has Brock Bowers, And honestly, I don't care who is under center for Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is going to be elite. Otherwise, I mean, I like Jakobi Meyers, but we'll see what else they do at wide receiver before we get ahead of ourselves there. Brock Bowers is going to be the number one fantasy tight end in most formats for a lot of people out there. And getting Geno Smith only helps the cause. He's going to be able to get the ball to him. So if anything, Brock Bowers wins here. Maybe a lateral for Geno Smith in terms of his fantasy value, a lateral move. It helps Jakobi Meyers in the short term, but we'll see what they do at wide receiver in the long term. Seattle changing. Vegas. Pete Carroll doing his thing, getting a quarterback. What a weekend. What a week. A lot more to come. FTNFantasy.com is the website. Go check that out over there. At Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter. At Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram. And I'll be back for another one when news breaks.